So, I've got a little bit of a confession to make. I just need to scan my face. There we go. I've never been to an antique shop. It's a bit of an odd one. Who here's been to an antique shop? Put your hands up. A few? Wow, quite a lot of you. Quite surprised. I thought like three people would. What was that?
Mostly rubbish.
Mostly rubbish, yeah. Well, I've never been to one. I've never been to a shop that sells like really fancy, like expensive, like delicate stuff. But I have watched a lot of TV programs and a lot of films where they've gone to an antique shop, normally on Scooby-Doo when I was a kid. But they all have two things in common. One, they all sell antiques, obviously. And two, they all have a little sign up that says, it's always up on like a little wall or a door, and it says, break it, you buy it. And if the person breaks something in the shop, normally Scooby-Doo, while he's having a little investigation, and they'll be walking around, and they'll knock something over, and then they have to pay for it. They broke it, so they have to buy it. And that seems fair, doesn't it? You break something in a shop, they want to sell it, really, you've got to pay for it. That person owns a debt. You know, they owe a sum of money to that shopkeeper. There's one form of debt that we don't normally talk about, and that's the debt of sin. And Phil talked about it about a bit last week. If you weren't here or you want to recap, you can listen to it on our podcast, on your favourite like go-to podcast app, or you can go to our website and listen to it there. But Phil talked about sin last week, and he defined it as when we rebel against God, either actively and consciously when we know what we're doing, or when we rebel against God subconsciously, when we just do something out of force of habit. And sin is where we rebel against God with our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. When we do the things we shouldn't do, and we don't do the things we should do. Hopefully I said that the right way around. And when we sin, we actually break our relationship with God, our maker. When we sin, we push him away and we break that relationship. If you break it, you buy it. So what do we owe God? Well, we owe him our lives. When someone sins against us, when someone does or says something to hurt us, we have this sense of revenge, don't we? Just a little bit. We feel like they must pay for what they've done. In the King James Version of the Bible, the Lord's Prayer is translated like this, if we could have it up. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. That should be debts, not sets. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And then it carries on. But forgive us our debts. We owe something when we sin. In a book, The Crucifixion, Fleming Rutledge, who's an amazing theologian, gives an example of an Argentinian woman speaking after the dirty wars in Argentina. I Googled it for you to save you a job. The Dirty Wars was from 1974 until 1983. And it was when a right-wing terrorist group called the AAA, who were getting money from the US, hunted down and killed anyone they perceived to be an enemy. So anyone who was left-wing socialists or just didn't really like them. And during the 9 years of this dirty war, 30,000 people disappeared. And so the woman that Fleming Rutledge quotes, her mum was one of the 30,000 people who disappeared. And so speaking after the war, she said this: the last time I saw my mother was when I was 7, and I'll never see her again. Someone must pay for my pain. She'd been sinned against, I think we can all agree. Her mum disappearing and being killed is a pretty big sin against her. And she knew that someone owed something. The problem is that nothing quite seems enough, does it? No sum of money can excuse the fact that her mum had disappeared. No amount of jail time would satisfy her either. Sometimes when I watch the news, normally at work when I'm having lunch with site staff, and there's a little TV in their little room, and we watch the news, and someone like a murderer or a rapist or someone who's done something horrible, they'll be up on the TV and they'll say, this person got 20 years jail time. And you think, oh, well, they'll be out in 10 years. It doesn't quite seem enough. Or a company will sell loads of people's data and they'll get a little fine. And you think, it doesn't quite seem enough. But every time we sin, we owe our very lives, not to people or governments, but to God. This is the cost of sin that Phil was talking about last week. That's the debt we owe. We're held to ransom by sin. And the good news is this. Our debt's already been paid off in full. We don't need to pay a thing. Jesus, the Son of God, the second person in the Trinity, has already paid that debt, our sin debt, on our behalf. So what happened on the cross? Jesus ransoms and redeems us. I've just realised we've not done our Bible reading. So I'll do that now. Looking at the wrong chapter as well. There we go. So, Romans 5, verses 6 to 10. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? This is the word of the Lord. Better late than never, I always think. So in verse 6 of that, if we keep it up, it says, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. That's when we were still powerless, when we were still trying to make ourselves seem more valuable, when we were still trying to pay off that debt. We can't. Christ died for us. And he pays in his blood. In the Old Testament, blood is linked with someone's life for fairly obvious reasons. If you run out of blood, you die. So blood is linked with your life. So in that verse towards the end, it says that Jesus pays for it in his blood with his life. In the song that we sang earlier, Lead Me to the Cross, the second verse says, Redemption's hill, where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Our ransom, that debt, has been paid off in full by Jesus. And it's not a one-time thing. We're sinners, we're saved, but sin is still a controlling power in our lives that we need to be freed from. But Jesus' blood still pays it off, no matter how many times we need him to. Every time we say sorry to God and repent, we will be forgiven, we will be saved. So if being ransomed means to have our debt of sin paid off in full, what does it mean to be redeemed? Well, if you've ever had a voucher for a shop, can we put the next one on? You'll know what it means to redeem something. So this is my CLC bookshop, which is the Christian bookshop in Stockport. This is my loyalty card. And I genuinely didn't know until yesterday that I filled my card out and I'd forgotten about it. It's been lying around in my wallet for months, probably, maybe a year full, just never realised. And so next week or the week after, I'm going to go down to Lower Hillgate on the bus. I'll hop off the 314 and I'll go down to the bookshop and I'll try and avoid looking at the adult-only shop on the way there, which is a bit weird, next to a Christian bookshop. But I'll get to the Christian bookshop and what I should do is probably buy £25 worth of books so then I can get my £10 off. So then I'll have another stamp, but I'll probably buy a book that's as close to £10 as I can possibly find. And I'll walk in, I'll find my book, and I'll redeem my loyalty card, which means I'll go in, I'll hand it over, they'll go, probably, oh, thanks, because I've gotten a book for free and I won't have spent any money. And that'll be great for me. I'll have redeemed my card. So what redemption means is to claim something that's already been purchased. It's already been paid. Amongst other things, there's loads of definitions for it. So what does that mean about God? Well, he redeems us. He's already made that purchase. He's already paid off our sin. And so he claims us. In Lead Me to the Cross again, the chorus says, Rid me of myself, I belong to you. That's obviously to God, not to Liz when we sing it. And, and so we're no longer ourselves. We're purchased and claimed by God. And he doesn't claim us to be his slaves or to like make us do stuff. But he redeems us to be his people. He redeems us to be his family. On the cross, Jesus comes face to face with us, all his children of God. So we're ransomed and redeemed. In Mark 10, verse 45, Jesus says, I've come not to be served, but to be served, but to give my life as a ransom for many. Jesus ransoms us. Jesus redeems us. So what do we do now? It seems quite sort of a really good thing, but what do we do off the back of it? Well, I think there's three things we need to do. One, we need to accept it. Could we have the next one on? We need to accept it, we need to change, and we need to tell. So what do we accept? We have to accept that we're sinners. We have to go through that really quite difficult moment where we realise that actually we're not very good at being human. We have to accept that we've sinned, for all have sinned and all fall short of God's glory. Then we have to accept that Jesus died for us, which is a lot nicer than knowing that we're sinners. We have to accept that Jesus ransomed us to buy our sin. Back to verse 6, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And then we have to accept God into our lives. We have to accept that Jesus has redeemed us, that he's claimed us. We have to accept God as our Father and allow him into every point of our lives. So then the second bit, change. Why do we need to change? I saw on Instagram this morning, if you follow epic Christian memes on Instagram, as I do, and it's pretty funny, to be fair. Some of them are a bit naff, but some of them are great. They had an advert for a T-shirt that a Christian... Are you all finding it now? It's great. And there's loads of Christian meme sites I can show you. And they're all pretty terrible, but quite funny sometimes. But they had an advert for a Christian clothing company, and the T-shirt said something along the lines of, we're not good enough. And it's true, we're not good enough. As we are now, we're not good enough. If we were, this sermon would be about 30 seconds long, and it would be, we're doing really well, guys, and then we'd all go home. But it's not. It's been a little bit longer than that. We've sinned. We've all sinned. We've all messed up, as Phil was saying last week. We need a saviour. We need someone to pay off that debt. We need someone to redeem us. And so we need to change to become more like Jesus, so we don't just keep sinning and we don't just keep falling into debt. So we need to read our Bibles and we need to pray. The proper one, the Christian answers, is read our Bibles and pray. Have you found it yet? Yeah. Is it not very good? Oh, I feel a bit sad now. And so we need to follow God's commands and we need to abide with him, as Abby was saying earlier in Beats, to spend time with God. And it's only when we spend more time with God that we turn not into God, but we become more like God. As we are now, we just get back into the debt that we were in. With Jesus, one day it'll be all right. So the third point, tell. What we've talked about in being ransomed and redeemed, it's the good news. Maybe you've heard of the word gospel. It just means good news. We need to tell other people the good news. We need to tell people about what happened on the cross. People need to know that they too have been ransomed and redeemed. People need to know the good news that Jesus died for the ungodly to bring them back. In our Bible reading again, towards the end, it says that we've been reconciled. For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son. Reconciled means sort of joining back together. And so when Jesus dies on the cross, he joins us back together with God. We've been reconciled. And so other people need to know that they too have been reconciled. And so that's why we're doing the Pray for Five at Five, for something else to do with five minutes. That's the one. That's why we're doing that, so that other people will come to know Jesus as their ransomer and their redeemer. And so we need to accept, change, and tell. So what happened on the cross? We're sinners. Our debt and the debt of all people needs to be paid in full. Nothing we can do can pay off that debt. Only the blood of our Saviour, Jesus, his blood spilt on the cross, can pay the price for our sin. We are ransomed and we're redeemed. Our sin is gone. The sin that Phil talked about last week, and I said a little bit earlier, is so destructive in our lives, but it's been laid to waste by Jesus on the cross. Our debt is paid and we're claimed by God. That's what happened. I thought about doing a mic drop, but I'll get told off, I think.
He's not in.
He's not in. I still think you'd grass on me. And so we're going to pray. And we're going to do this quite slowly, just so we've all got time to pray on the three things I said about accept and change and tell. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you save us, that you sent your Son whilst we were still sinners to die on a cross for us. Lord, we pray that we'd be able to accept your message. We'd be able to accept in our hearts the fact that we're sinners. Lord, help us to accept you into our lives. God, we pray, Holy Spirit, come and save us. And Father, we thank you that you love us as we are now, but that you demonstrate your love in dying for us. We thank you that you change us, you make us better. We pray you'd help us to change. Help us to hear your voice, to know which aspects of our lives need to change. And give us the discipline to spend more time with you. Father, thank you that this message is not just for us, it's for all people. Give us the courage and the confidence to tell other people about you.